Whether that is seen as a failure, though, depends on your point of view. Had the target been reached easily, it would surely have been criticized as unambitious. Regardless of when 1990-90 is achieved, the next aim, 95-95-95, is already penciled in for 2030. This is also the year set by the UN's Sustainable Development Goals for the end of AIDS as a public health threat. The exact meaning of that phrase is unclear, but in principle, eliminating HIV is possible with existing technology. As has happened with smallpox and polio, the identification and treatment of all who are infected would stop new cases arising. The slogans for this are zero new HIV infections, zero AIDS-related deaths, and AIDS being an illness that has always been surrounded by prejudice, zero discrimination. Unlike smallpox and polio, however, there is no vaccine against HIV. If this state of affairs continues, eliminating the virus will mean giving drugs to all those infected until they have died of other causes. It will also mean someone paying for those drugs, and in the case of those living in the poorest parts of the world, that someone is often going to be taxpayers in rich countries who already contribute about $8 billion a year to the anti-AIDS effort. Exterminating HIV, then, will be a huge undertaking and an expensive one, but not, with luck, an impossible one.